That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight we're going to talk about the last part of 2024, and we're going to talk about the influences coming in for 2025. So many of you seem to be in fear right now, and many of you are still believing the lies from the advertisements for the election. So let me see if I can help you get a clear path of what's ahead of us moving forward, because we are all on the way to ascension. From 2025 to the end of the century, things will be very different. There is a huge polarity on the earth right now, and our challenge is to release our current belief system. It's all changing and has become surrounded by 3D structures. All the books, ceremonies, and lectures have been blown away. The whole idea of winner-loser, I'm in and you're out, is not the spiritual path. There is a huge awakening coming, and whatever needs to be removed from the ongoing ascension environment will tumble like a tower. We are in the voyage of the heart. The Western idea is the destination, not the journey. Part of the joy of life's journey is about the differences we all go through and the learning, the experiences we receive from the energies. There is more than one way to travel your journey. There's no right or wrong. And from now on, there will be no more separation. Between November 15th and November 20th, whatever happens will be monumental. And when Mercury retrogrades on the 25th, manners will become scattered and cloudy for the 3 weeks until December 15th. What is the lesson? Where are we going? We cannot continue to remain in our box. We must experience change and transformation. We have remained in our box throughout 2024, and the opening to ascend will grow even wider throughout 2025, when we begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. The core question can be, what is at the center of this election decision? Is it time to see the greater picture? Is it time to move forward? We are in a time of a wandering path. We are in a time of getting out of our box. We don't grow when we're comfortable. What am I here to do? What am I here to give out? What is the right path? All of these questions are screaming from the center of our soul. There's nothing to do for the collective. It's completely individual. We must find our own way. We must step into the age of Aquarius from a responsible path, beginning November 19th, 2024. The end of the 2024 influences. The future stands on the shoulders of the present. Before we review the various astrological potential that are unraveling and unfolding, let's take a look at some influences that are raining down on us right now through this Thanksgiving period, November of 2024. Let's zero in on what needs to be cleaned up before the winter solstice on December 21st. The winter solstice plants the seeds for what's coming ahead in 2025. It's a very special day. We know it's the longest night of the year, and it's time for you to really reflect on what's going on in your heart and what's going on in your environment, in your neighborhood, and finally in the world. Again, we are stepping into the age of Aquarius from a responsible path. Let me give you some more insights on this. In November of 2024, the weekend before Thanksgiving, we are in a cradle of sextiles involving Mercury, Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus. These cradles involve three or more planets, and as the name implies, cradles always signal protection. They cradle us in the arms of forces that have the highest good in mind. This aspect is a sign that transmutation going on around us appear to be everything unfolding as it should in our personal lives. Out of all the planets in this cradle, Mercury is the only inner planet and closer to the Earth than Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Mercury governs the neurons in the brain and affects our nervous system. It has everything to say about what we do with our minds and our thoughts, words, and deeds. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are slow-moving planets that exert influence over long periods of time. In the configuration, Mercury acts as a stepping-down transformer that downloads directly into the collective mind whatever the three outer planets are broadcasting. If it hasn't already, everything about the way that we see things is about to change. This is a part of a larger, extended process and higher frequencies that will trickle down into the mind over the next 3 years or so. The fact that whoever watches over human affairs saw fit to cradle us in the arms of these energies is amazing and beautiful. And the universal experts tell us that all is well. It offers a measure of certainty and safety at a time when other variables would seem too deeply to deny all these things and put us into fear. It is worth notating that Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. Together, these two planets form the frame of knocking our mental centers out of the park. Uranus blows the linear mind whenever it's time for humanity to step into a wider, more enlightened point of view. Armed with new and different ideas, it will oppose Mercury and rock the way we see things, at least through 2025. By itself, this aspect tells us that the collective mind is in the middle of a wake-up call that will change the way we think and feel about everything. Because Neptune is also part of this picture, we can be sure that right along with our mental centers, the planet that rules the collective unconsciousness will inform our higher spiritual centers with deep forms of spiritual insights. Pluto's presence in this chain of sextiles reassures us that we are fully prepared for changes that have been coming for a long time and are now awaiting manifestation. Also, they're awaiting further instructions from the universe. We can look forward to seeing how all of this unfolds. This between January and April of 2025. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'll have a lot more information for you after we listen to the weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report. Week of November 18th through November 24th, 2024. It's better to roll with the punches this week than trying to control everything happening around you. Mercury in Sagittarius opposes Jupiter in Gemini on Monday, the 18th, and the Sun trines Neptune on the 19th. Your brain will be lighting up on all cylinders while the phone will be ringing off the hook. Your email inbox will overflow with important messages. It may be a bit challenging to deal with all that's going on, so take a deep breath and take one step at a time. The beginning of the work week requires a great amount of mental clarity, but even if you feel tired at the end of the day, don't go home just yet. Join your friends for a drink or dinner, or you may miss out on finding love. Joining friends on interesting outings can bring in magic and romance. These days are like a starting signal for accelerated development. It's an excellent time to make a long overdue change of direction. Don't hesitate any longer if you have been harboring a matter of the heart. Take action. Isn't it nice to have a heartthrob? The time quality calls for embracing the new because Pluto re-enters Aquarius on November 19th, and this time for good. Sharing with friends and sparkling romance are happening on a daily basis at this time. Pluto will not leave the Sun of Aquarius until 2043. Under its influence, we must redefine what it means to be human in the coming years and decades, both as individuals and as the collective. The events of the day around the 15th and the Taurus full moon could give us a taste of what this is all about. Don't allow anyone to push you around on Wednesday. You have the courage to stick up for yourself and carve out your own path. On Thursday, November 21st, the Sun enters Sagittarius. The Sagittarius energy will help to make sense of all of the events over the last few weeks and to keep the bigger picture in mind. This day brings an abundance of adventure along with good vibrations. Friday is fast-moving, anxiety-ridden, and can knock the wind out of your sails. It could be difficult to keep up with the pace with all the change that's going on. If you're feeling a bit bored and moody on Saturday, make an effort to get out for a while. Fresh air is good, a walk in nature is good, but friendship and romance will help your spirit soar and lift you up out of the doldrums. Don't forget, next Tuesday, Mercury retrogrades until December 15th. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was the weekly Cosmic Tip. We're talking about 2025 and what is coming astrologically that's going to be very effective to creating great changes next year. Pluto opposite Mars. We talked about this. I did a whole show on it. So I'm just going to be doing a little review here as part of the grouping of what's going on. Both planets are situated at the anorectic degree, which is 29 degrees. Pluto is at a degree of Capricorn and Mars is at the degree of Cancer. When major planets station themselves on the last degree of any sign, it tells us that the influence of that planet is turbocharged by the fact that whatever it represents is under strict orders to manifest at its highest level of expression, and that can bring chaos. Between the anorectic nature of the relationship between Mars and Pluto and the muscle of that of Cancer and Capricorn, because they are cardinal signs, this aspect carries a lot of weight and sends a powerful message. Cancer represents the mother and the home, and Capricorn represents corporations, third-dimensional business, capitalism, and top-down rule. In the same way that Uranus functions as the higher octave of Mercury, Pluto is the higher octave of Mars. We can frame this by seeing Mars as the ego and desires and Pluto as the higher self needs and wants. Pluto also carries karma. It brings you the karma from this lifetime and the past lifetime. For life to work, it helps to have Pluto and Mars well disposed to each other. When opposed, they are not in the same page, but they have the ability to compromise. Every aspect has multiple layers of expression. The bottom line with Pluto and Mars is that Mars needs to support the wishes of Pluto and the higher self for things to work out. So Mars checks in with Pluto to see what energy to bring down to the individual. As far as Mars being in alignment with Pluto, the opposition indicates that as of right now, they are on the fence about how to do that. This is the way things go when change is afoot. Their opposition right now is creating a long-range change starting in 2025 onward. Looking at this opposition from the standpoint of which signs the planets occupy, Mars in Cancer has a maternal vibe and wants to create a home. Once it has that, it wants to stay home, go home, leave home, or change homes. Interestingly, Pluto in Capricorn also has a parental vibe. It's the father. It opens the space for a protective paternal form of energy to operate in a powerful way. Beyond that, it relates to what comes to mind when we think of a home in the ancestral sense. On some level, we are going back to the garden, which we could say is where we belong. If that is the case, have we been there before? Do we know how to get back to that place? Will we know how to live there? What does home mean to us now? Is the place we're trying to get back to still there? Was it ever really there, or were we just dreaming? Draping this over Mars in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn, we can safely say that both ends of this aspect will call us to come to terms with these questions. Our answers will depend on to the extent to which our ages and souls want the same thing. Finding ways to bring these two aspects of ourselves together is a big part of our individual and collective purpose right now. We're in a change over time. These last few months of 2024. When Pluto and Mars are squaring the ascendant. When the ascendant gets involved with any aspect, it is always a big deal. In this case, the square to the ascendant intensifies the Pluto-Mars opposition. The ascendant sits at 29 degrees of Libra. And this is what the Sabian symbol tells us. A man is becoming aware of spiritual forces surrounding him and how they are assisting him now. The realization that on any level of existence, one is never alone, and that the community, visible or invisible, is sustaining one's efforts. I think that's beautiful. This aspect reinforces the idea that, come what may, we are being cradled and protected in all things by powers greater than ours, beyond ourselves, out of this world. This does not mean things will be easy. It means we will find our way through hell and high water, no matter how bad things get for us. These tests give us opportunity to see whether it works for us to stay trapped in our ego, or whether it is time for us to experience the oneness of all existence and embrace the fact that we are healing and that we belong to a greater whole. These are just a few of the aspects that will form the planetary layouts for 2025. What plays out on the stage is working its way to the surface as we speak. If Pluto-Mars opposition is here to test the faith of the soul or the ego, we will face challenges from the darkness and the root of all evil. And then we will have a chance for our ego death and resurrection. Grief, death, mourning is what we will be healing to bring our souls closer to the higher vibration of love. The planets bring disaster and ending. And the ascendant gets to the crux of the matter, the issue, or the purpose at hand, or the key to everything. Our feet will be put to the fire and give us plenty of opportunity to choose the higher mind or the lower road in the days ahead. In December and January, there will be difficult times at hand and hard choices to make. Each of us will deal with our personal version of crazy. How things will turn out will depend entirely on how we handle ourselves, personally and collectively. For sure, things are going to be chaotic. What is not predictable is the human free will. Fortunately, the cradle between Mercury, Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus, along with the blessings that come out of a 28-degree Libra ascendant, take the edge off of some of this. Yes, things will get nasty, but we are surrounded by a higher form of guidance that have come to protect and serve us during what amounts to an initiation process. When we're going through all this, we need to remember that happily we're on the road to true ascension, and the lessons given here will bring us into a higher frequency of love and service. I want to make sure that you are not projecting your fears onto the future and into 2025. A lot of these upsets will be weather and will be people from foreign lands as well as people in our own country. It will not be the next administration. They will be trying to smooth things over, straighten things out, clean things up, and be helpful to all of us. I hesitate to make predictions for everyone about the entire plans, and I'm sure you can understand that. At the same time, there are a few transits that have enough meat on their bones to provide us with food for thought, and I will be talking about that after we take our break. So we're going to take our break, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Come and sing simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what we read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son? Wake you in the mornings when we rise. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend the line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers or kings. So let's all build them shelves where they can fight it out among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't.
Yeah.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from the break. That was Bobby Darin singing a song that he wrote in 1973 called A Simple Song of Freedom. 2025 opens up a whole new window of life experiences. In astrology, when one of the slow-moving planets change signs, like Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are going to do, it marks the beginning of a new era. While Pluto has already moved into Aquarius for good in November of 2024, the remaining planets will shift in 2025, before retrograding temporarily back into their previous signs and then returning to their new sign for good in 2026. So this is going to be a very variable year, back and forth into one energy and then into the other, like we did with Pluto moving between Capricorn and Aquarius in 2024. 2025 will give us a picture into what the era will look like and what lies before us. Due to the fact that each planet takes a different amount of time to orbit the sun, it is rare that all these epoch-defining planets to shift signs all at once. Moreover, two of these planets, Saturn and Neptune, will be entering Aries. As the first sign of the zodiac, Aries represents the start of an entirely new astrological cycle. We are turning a corner into a new chapter of humanity that will truly be a new age. These planets will also be moving from water and earth signs into air and fire signs, taking us into a period of the devil-may-care action, establishing bravery and dynamic changes. The nodes change signs on January 7th, 2025, moving from Aries and Libra into Pisces and Virgo. On May 24th, 2025, Saturn moves into Aries. It takes Saturn approximately 29 years to orbit the sun, remaining in each individual sign for almost 3 years. With its entry into Aries this year, Saturn will be commencing an entirely new journey around the zodiac, marking the end of one 30-year cycle and the beginning of a new one. Its childlike exuberance is brimming with can-do energy, especially in the realm of science. The last time Saturn transited Aries was from 1967 to 1969, which was a time of massive social change. With the Summer of Love in 1967, led the world onto an entirely new trajectory that was way more progressive. In fact, if you look at the world in the squeaky clean year of 1966 and compare it to 1970, it's hard to believe that so much change could occur in such a short period of time in terms of fashion, music, film, social progress, and the overall living and thought process and energy of everyone on the planet. Aries is ruled by Mars, the planet of war, so we can look for a new cycle to begin with this realm as well. Although it might feel like the post-World War II time, which was a marked time of extended peace, we in fact lived through the war in Korea and Vietnam, the Cold War, and the wars in the Middle East. As Saturn moves into Aries, we can look for a shift in the geographical chessboard that will affect the world for many, many decades to come. Saturn was in Aries from 1938 to 1940, the start of World War II, and then again at the height of the Vietnam War, and finally from 1996 to 1999, Osama bin Laden first published fatwas and declarations of war against the United States, shifting where our focus was in the Middle East. With the movement of Saturn into Aries in 2025 and 2026, we can see the focus of our military transfer from the region where it's at now into a new other region. such as China or Russia. On October 22, 2025, Neptune moves into Aries, starting a new 165-year cycle. This planet typically spends 13 to 14 years in one sign. Its last shift was into Pisces in 2012 until this year, a period of time that overlapped what was known as the woke years. Neptune is a highly idealistic sign that is also slightly untethered from the more pragmatic aspects of human existence and has a habit of dissolving firm structures and boundaries. That's perfect for the Aquarius energies. During the past decade, it did seem, to some people at least, like our society was throwing the baby out with the bathwater at times, as worthy causes sometimes went too far, leading to confusion. Luckily, boundary-building rational Saturn joined Neptune in Pisces in 2023 to help reestablish balance. Thank goodness that era is ended. As Neptune moves into Aries in 2025, we can expect this unrelenting striving for a utopian ideal to recede, and life will return to a new normal that incorporates the incredibly valuable advancements of the last decade while leaving the excess behind. Neptune is a highly creative sign, and some people lamented that popular culture and the arts seemed stagnant over the past 13 years, as if we were at the end of one cycle with nothing new to take its place. Look for this to change and a new exciting cycle of creativity to emerge. The last time Neptune transited Aries coincided with the Impressionism movement, which turned the art world on its head. Beautiful work came out of that. Impressionism massively broke with the past by literally melting away the solid contours of representational art and creating an exciting, innovative way of viewing and depicting the world, where it was more important to depict and emotions and concepts rather than things. The entire journey of modern and postmodern art can be seen as stemming from the Impressionism movement. And it is now time for a new breakthrough movement to take over the world of popular culture. Outside of art, Neptune and Aries will also play an important social role. The last time Neptune transmitted this sign concluded with the American Civil War. This was largely fought with the idealistic goal of ending slavery, therefore starting a new cycle of emancipation, which represents a perfect blend of Neptunian and Aryan power. Talk of an upcoming civil war would have seemed ridiculous only a decade ago, but more and more academics and mainstream media are now seriously discussing that possibility. It may happen that certain states or geographical locations could try to break away from the Union of the United States and reorganize itself to give the states more individual rights, probably beginning with either Texas, California, or both. It's also interesting to note that while we are experiencing the Neptunian return of the U.S. Civil War, we are simultaneously undergoing the Pluto return of the American Revolutionary War. While the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the official birthdate of the U.S. in July of 1776, occurred when Pluto was in Capricorn, most of the fighting took place after Pluto transited into Aquarius. For this reason, we may see the U.S. turning to the attention of the internal issues after more than a century of establishing itself as the world's police. Cracks in its domestic fabric may require the country to get its own house in order first, which could lead to a rebirth of a country that some feel has ideologically lost its way. On July 7, 2025, Uranus will move into Gemini. Uranus, the planet of electrical, fast-moving change, will move into Gemini this year, having passed the Aries point in 2010. marking the start of a new era when social media exploded and we entered a time of dependency on our social media, cell phones, fake news, and everyone carrying a cell phone device to communicate. With Uranus transit of Gemini, we can expect this to be an extremely creative and inventive time, especially in terms of electronic communications and media, along with AI. Eclectic electrical Uranus was not at home in the slow-moving traditional Taurus, the sign it has been in since 2018. The period was marked by a fearful resistance to change. There seemed to be reactions to everything new, from vaccine technology to AI. There was suspicion, and perhaps rightly so, of the novel innovations and how they could potentially be used as a means of control. However, all of this will change once Uranus enters intellectually curious Gemini, allowing the planet to unleash its full potential in terms of creativity and scientific achievements. The first telephone devices were invented during the Uranus transit of Gemini in the mid-1800s, while the last Uranus-Gemini period of 1942 to 1949 saw the golden ages of Hollywood and radio. It also brought us the splitting of the atom and the atomic bomb. Hopefully, we can look forward to the same groundswell of technology advances and innovation during the current transit of Uranus and Gemini. It's possible that AI will continue to develop and will be used as a tool instead of a replacement for humans, creatively doing the grunt work to free up space and time for the humans to take their creativity to the next level. Let's hope so. We've come to the end of the show tonight, and I've walked you through the energies of 2025. We'll be talking them more on an individual basis and personal level as we move along the path of 2025. We will be having our ending music and the meditation, as well as having the exit by Richard Schumann, who will be playing We Can All Live Together. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
With every breath we take, smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird's song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment, feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart, feel it in your hearty laugh, feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it, think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you, breathe it in with every breath. Surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive. Let love perfume your body. Let love caress your mind. Let love embrace your releasing ties that bind. Love is the only answer. Love will free all the bondage.
you take me to the stars tonight? Will you take me high and far tonight? Sweet moonlight, you light on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? Carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, oh, take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength.
know your path and walk it as a son or daughter of God.